you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. St. Louis wraps up a two-day mass vaccination clinic. It was at America Center downtown. Nearly 1,500 people received their vaccines on Saturday. A similar number was expected yesterday. Everyone had registered in advance. Another mega vaccination clinic is planned on Thursday and Friday at St. Louis Community College Forest Park. The National Guard will help administer up to 3,000 doses each day of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Two men stole a car at gunpoint overnight from a woman at the Coronado garage at SLU. Campus police put out an alert on Twitter about the carjacking. The vehicle was found less than an hour later in St. Louis City. No word of any injuries. In March Madness, number one seed Illinois falls to AC Loyola of Chicago. First half, Loyola took on an early lead. Keith Clemens' three-pointer put the Ramblers up by 14 points. Second half, Illinois tries to close the gap. Ayo Dosunmu 3 points gets the Illini to within six, but that is as close as they would get. Loyola upsets the Fighting Illini 71-58. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, temperatures will warm from the 40s this morning up to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight will bring an increase in clouds with low temps in the lower 50s. Tomorrow will be wet at times with several rounds of rain in the morning and a chance for a couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temps will be in the 60s. Wednesday looks nice with partly cloudy skies and high temps in the 60s.